What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that knows. And now the end is near, and so we face the not so final curtain. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
How the hell are you, Andy?
Very well, and you?
I'll state my case, of which
no,
I'm
say the
certain.
Line in the tone.
Very well.
I'm glad to hear. That, okay, whatever.
Yeah, we lost it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, good. What a way to start this finale before hiatus.
It's a end of season finale,
yeah, absolutely.
You might say.
Yeah. Feels like we've been on this one season for
three years.
Going on 3 years now since the last time we took our paternity leave.
Have you been doing it? COVID, I guess. Although, no, we was out of
babies.
COVID. Babies.
We both had children.
Yes, in, around the same time.
Yeah, I mean, you're a few months apart, but like...
Yeah.
You know?
That was the last time, wasn't it?
But Mila's like 6 months older
yeah,
than
Mila
Gus.
Yeah, Mila just turned three, so...
Yeah, Gus will be three in December, so...
I have to say, though, we are... In, you can call us a lot of things, Terry, but one thing we are is consistent. You know what I mean?
In releasing episodes, 100%.
Yeah.
In tone, in quality.
Oh, while varies
Who cares about those things, huh?
But I mean, we strive, much to the detriment of our significant others.
Yes. And our mental health.
We got to get this pod out, you know? So, So, you know.
Enough of the jacking off. How the hell are you?
Very well. Yeah. Very well.
I tell you, I've been better.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Let me tell you a story. Hmm.
What happened?
Getting the train home last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, stopped at Bray. We're told, train services are suspended. Done. No more.
Oh.
Because, for the day, anyway. Because there was a vulnerable person at Greystone's Dart Station. Now, I don't know what happened. Does it mean that they tried to kill themselves? I'm not sure. That's the impression I was getting.
Open to scammers. You know, gullible.
No.
They're always getting beat at that cup game on the street. You know.
Find the red card. It's totally not hard.
Wallet inspector.
He looks and acts like the guy dealing. So
you were at Bray on the way home.
Yeah, stop. And everybody get off the train. We're not doing anything.
And you're like, okay, how am I getting home now?
And we're organizing buses for you. It's happened before. Fine.
Why don't you fuck off?
Normally reliable. So I go outside to the guy in the orange vest. Now, in fairness, it was...
What's this fool going to say?
Hundreds of people there. And yeah. He's like, yeah, this bus is coming. I was like, I rat drum. He's like, yeah, that's on the Rosslare route. Yep. Great. So, yeah, that's going to be coming. No problem. Doing all the stops. We'll let you know when they get here. Then I hear, a little while later, two buses showing up. And he's like, Rosslare buses. And I was like, over to him, like, the Rosslare route. And he's like, get that one over there.
Oh,
great. Go on over. And they get out, the bus driver, I'm like, hey, you going to Rathdrum, you know, on the Rosslare route? And he's like looking at me like I have two heads. And I'm like, yeah? He's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, great, get on. Here we go. Riding home and stuff. First of all, sweatiest fucking bus in the world. And then we're like chugging along the motorway. And I'm like, exit 14 here. Yeah. 16 is coming up, and when I got the bus last time, I don't remember us being on the motorway this long. We've just passed 16, but no worries, 18.
18's right around the corner.
Like a Texan face, like, I think this bus might not be stopping at all the stops. And she's like, what? She's like, well, no, but you know, exit 18. It's like, we've just passed 18.
Aww.
And like, there was a couple of us in the same boat, but another guy from Rathdrum was on the same bus, and he went up and asked, and he was like, no, it's going straight to Wexford.
So, why the fuck would he say yeah?
So I'm on the bus, stuck on my way to Wexford. I'm like, well, I get there at 7:30. It's like, well, I'll get the next train home. Next train is like 9:20. Like, all right.
Oh my God.
Cut my losses. I'll ramble around Wexford.
I'll watch a movie.
Yeah, do something. You know what I mean? Get to the train station. They drop you at the train station in Wexford. And he's like, I'm like, guys, there's a train at 9:20. He's like, yeah, that train's not going though. Like,
what?
What do you mean? It's like, no, not doing it. I'm like, okay. So it's like a bus, and he's like, yeah, a bus will bring you to Gorey, because you have to transfer at Gorey from Wexford normally.
How close were you at this point to calling me?
Here's what happened, right? So and I was, it was like, he's probably settled into his evening routine at this point. He can't come get me. So I was like, okay, a bus. And he's like, yeah, and then probably get another bus from Gorey. I'm like, probably. He's like, well, we don't run the bus service, so, you know, you're, you know, it could be. And I'm like, okay. And the lad that was there from Rathdrum, he's like, there's a air coach that brings you to Arklow. He's like, yeah, 8:30. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll do that. And I said to him, do you want to get a taxi from Arklow? Me and you. Never met this guy before in my life. And he's like, yeah, okay, yeah. So I went off. I found my Zen. I was listening to my beloved Big Picture podcast. They were doing
all the Superman reviews.
No, I can take or leave that. But it was more, they were doing a movie draft live show in Chicago, and they have the video podcast thing. So I was able to like just sit and watch them, you know, live my dream. And then got the bus to Arklow. Got me there for about 10.
Okay. So it wasn't 8:30.
8:30 bus. Got me from Wexford, got me to Arklow for about 10 o'clock.
An hour and a half? Where in Wexford were you?
Wexford town. But it stops. Like, we stopped at Enniscorthy for
that's
how long.
Far down.
Yeah. You know, so it's farther than you think. Like, you know.
Yeah, it is.
And then got there and it was like, well, we'll get a taxi somewhere. And it was like,
no taxis here.
There's no, on Google it says there's a taxi company at like right at the library.
They also serve as a blinds installer.
Something like that. I was like, I think we passed the taxi rank of the Hackney, whatever, you know, they used to have these shops where people would ring.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, well, that doesn't exist anymore. So I just rang the number and he's like, where are you? And I was like, on Main Street in Arklow by the library. And he was like, okay, I'll come get you in like 10 minutes. And like, how much is it like? Because we were looking up on Freenow. It was like 130 quid on Freenow.
To Rathdrum?
Yeah. Which is like a 20-minute drive.
That's a lot.
And then it was like, your man was like 30 quid. I was like, great. Me and your man had taken 20 quid out. We're like, can't be more than 40. But it's just the scam that is Freenow.
Yeah.
So we're standing there. And then, I don't know if you heard this rain last night. At Lute. Comically. It was like.
It was really loud.
It was like something that I was like. Well, you couldn't write this. And like, luckily we were standing at the library, which has the like, you know, the kind of vestibule or whatever you call it.
Ooh,
where
good word.
You can just like step in off it. I was like, start laughing. I was like, imagine we were like 20 feet down there. Like, this day just keeps getting worse and worse. Like, your man shows up to pick us up and he's like, oh, boys. It's like, oh, thanks so much. You're after arriving. Great. He's like, he's like, oh, geez, you know, saved you here from the rain. He's like, oh, you don't know the half of it. Start telling him the whole story. Yeah. And he's like laughing his head off. He's like, that's mental. And I was like, oh, yeah, it is. You know, it's like, oh, Zach, you got a funny story out of it. And we're just driving along and he's just like, brilliant. Like to himself, chuckling away. And he's like, just like music, lads. And he's like, oh, this guy's a bit of a character. Yeah, a bit of a sound guy or whatever. Talking about Ozzy Osbourne passing away and stuff. And that, you know, I wasn't really paying attention. You know the road, we went the like wooden bridge road.
Oh yeah.
So there's the one road
to
Rathdrum
that
goes either side. And I kind of looked away and then I was like, we're not on the road anymore. Like, where the fuck are we going? And it was like, it was kind of one of those scenarios where it was like, you know, we used to always say, this wouldn't be happening if I wasn't stoned.
Yeah.
Now I wasn't stoned last night, but it was one of those things where it was like,
wouldn't be happening if you didn't already have that chain of ridiculous,
you know,
things.
I was like, where the fuck are we? Like in pitch black. And then I'm like looking at my phone, like we're moving away from Rathdrum. He's like, okay, lads, Ockram Village, whereabouts? And I was like, no, Rathdrum Village. And he's like, Rathdrum, oh, Jesus. Oh, sorry, boys. And it was like, okay. I was like, well, I felt like being like, we're in Ockram, so if you just go through Ockram, it's like 20 minutes to Rathdrum.
Yeah.
And no, he turned the taxi around, followed, went back the way we came, and then back onto the main road. I'm like, okay, well, just get me home. And he's like, do you like Leonard Cohen? I'm like, yeah.
Fuck off.
And he's like, here, look at this. And he's like, give me a video of a song that he's doing. So like, I'm there, whatever, 11 o'clock at night, holding a YouTube video, like he's like, and Antonio Banderas is dancing with that one sexy lady there, and like he's playing the tunes through that thing. I'm like, what is going on? What is going on in my life? Got home about 11:30.
Wow.
Got up to get the train this morning because I checked on Air and it's like, should be running fine.
Yep.
It's like, it's not running, but we're running buses. transfer. I
got, are you?
Yep. Went down there. A bunch of us, you know, 30, 40 people.
Yeah.
No bus showed up.
What a fucking
joke. We all
joke.
Just had to trek back up the hill.
And then make alternative arrangements.
Get the 9 o'clock train to work or whatever.
What the fuck? How? That actually boils my piss. Sorry.
Funny though, right?
Ain't it funny? Yeah. It is funny.
Like, I'm just stuck on this bus.
But you know extra, those like, situations? Yeah, where you're just like...
Because they want out.
You know, like one of these, like, I am absolutely helpless in this situation.
It's like, just texting Fabian, like...
I'm depending on other people getting their shit together, and it does not seem like they do.
No, at all. And like, know? Also, like, two kids are at home. Yeah. Fabian's like, I'll put the kids in the car and come collect you. And then, like, hadn't heard from him in, like, 20 minutes. She's like, sorry, like, Gus threw a wooden block at Bonnie's head. There's tears. I finally got them both asleep. I'm like, it's forget about me. Yeah. Also, I was like, I went and got a chipper, got like chips and a spice burger. Ooh. And a can of Club Orange.
Well,
real
not,
country.
Not the combination at all that I would yeah, pick. But it's still,
you know, I was going for it. And it was lovely. It was a lovely thing.
You'd never have had it if you weren't dealing with all that with shit.
No. You know what I mean? And, you know, we're doing a radio show this week. I don't know if we mentioned that yet. Mm-hmm. In the situation, like, what songs or what is my state of mind, and I kept thinking about a song from Inside Llewyn Davis. A song by Oscar Isaac and Marcus Mumford, and it's called Hang Me Oh Hang Me, and that's exactly what I felt like. So I hope you enjoy this track, folks.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind the hanging, but the laying in the grave so long. Poor boy, I've been all around this world. I've been all around Cape Girardeau, parts of Arkansas, all around Cape Girardeau, parts of Arkansas. I got so goddamn hungry I could hide behind a straw. Poor boy, been all around this world. Went up on the mountain, I made my stand. Went up on the mountain, there I made my stand. A rifle on my shoulder and a dagger in my hand. Poor boy, I've been all around this world. So hang me, oh hang me, gone. I wouldn't mind the hanging, but the laying in the grave so long. Poor boy, been all around this world. Put the rope around my neck, they hung me up so high. Put the rope around my neck, hung me up so high. The last words I heard her say, won't be long now before you die. Poor boy, I've been all around this world. So hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind the hanging, but the laying in the grave so long. Poor boy, I've been all around this world.
Felt good to get that off my chest.
I love it. And yes, as Terry said, you have figured out by now, but we're doing one of our patented radio shows.
Just sign off with a bang. Yeah?
Just chill with us, listen to some music, a few tunes, you know. Good vibes.
You'll miss us when we're gone.
I'll tell you what.
You'll miss us?
When we're dead, you'll miss us.
Whoa.
But you know what's funny? Like, at the same... That's horrendous, by the way.
Pretty funny, though.
I'd be fucking livid. I'd be livid for days, in fact.
Weirdly enough, like, I was fuming at the time.
Once
I was just strolling around Wexford Town, I was like, this is actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
And, like, even though, like, Faye's like, I'm just tidying up and I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, you do that. I'm like, I'll be home if and when.
It's
and
like, different if you're like, we're having a nightmare. Yeah. Where are you?
She can't say it though as well. Yeah. You know, like, not to be bad, but it's like, she knows I'm like stuck in an impossible situation. Yeah. Like, you know. Yeah,
you can't do anything. Yeah,
like, I'm sorry. Like, they told me. And like,
motherfucker. The way they just say that, like, nope, it's not running. And your whole day is completely thrown up. Like, no. Nope.
Minister for Transport.
Was there any warning that this was going to happen? No. But there's a vulnerable person in Greystones.
You got to adapt. I Ching, Darwin,
yeah,
whatever.
But isn't it kind of one of those situations?
A little nod to the fact that we'll be signing off on our Patreon with the Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx vehicle Collateral.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that after this.
Yeah, so you know, you want to join up, now's the time, because you get no more content
now is
for a
the
few
time.
Months.
And frankly, if you want, well, you know what? No, if you've already signed up, you're good. But if you signed up now, you're all
good.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's business
we
talk.
We don't need to let you know.
You got anything going on?
It's funny, at the same time that you were bemoaning the rain, I was literally, it's so funny, but there was a split screen. I was standing at my window with my hands on my hips going, yeah, let it fucking rain. Because I got my dad, because he has obviously his very large estate in Mount Juliet.
Yeah.
But they have bugs and all that shit. And as you know, mosquitoes are a big issue for me, Terry. And they're fucking everywhere all over me. I'm not even going to get into it. Because he
I don't actually mind the old mosquito.
No,
bites,
Terry,
so
this is beyond. Like, there's three on my hand there, but that's... they're, I can't tell you how itchy they are. But it's not just the here's the thing. It's not just the fucking mosquito bites. It's the waking up to them in your ear, and then like in the morning, I'm like, sorry, I've turned the light on. I've put my glasses on. Wake up, get me fucking racket. Turn on the light, and I'm going around the room. Where is it? Like, you never see it. Like, I'm 10 minutes walking around the room. Fuck's sake! And then I just go back to bed. 10 minutes later, it's bitten me 7 times on the arm. And then Joni will come in, like, there's one in my room. And then 2 hours later, there's one again. And I'm like, this is a fucking bad dream. So all this, but anyway, my dad...
Even in the spare house?
Yeah, worse there, because I'm more exposed, you know what I mean?
Strips, no? They're like...
Well, my dad gave us something that he was using. It's like a mesh net thing to put it on the window.
Thailand
style. So I'm there when it was raining and I'm like, fucking, I hope they drown the cunts.
Wash them away.
I'm like, but my only issue,
this city's a sewer and these mosquitoes need to be washed away.
My only issue was that, like, I'm not killing them, because I used to get the satisfaction of being like, yeah, you fucking... And here's what I, because this is real vindictive, this is how serial killers start, I think. Yeah. Where it's like, I'll zap them, but they're not sizzling enough for me, so I'll tap the little racket so they bounce around on the metal part. So I want to see the little light shoot out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you, like, I really... I'm using the word hate here about mosquitoes.
Mm. Andy, portrait of a serial killer.
Yeah, but this net, I tell you, I can just lie on top of the duvet in my underwear with the window wide open and not have to worry. The fuck, it was an absolute...
You're a strange fellow.
Oh, I tell you, you have no idea. But do you remember that heat wave last week?
Do I ever?
Yeah, that was like a bad dream, because we literally could not open the windows for 30 seconds. Mosquitoes would get in. So we're there.
How is there so many mosquitoes in Arklow?
And I can't believe no one else is talking about this. Like, it's not an issue, even in Arklow.
Maybe it's I'm at the higher altitude. I don't know.
Oh, like, I don't know.
We get very little mosquitoes.
Oh, Terry, it's the bane of our summer. Getting worse.
Fruit flies. A lot of fruit flies.
Yeah, fine. I'd kill for fruit flies. But we had to have the window closed, and I'm waking up with, like, just sweat, like, can't breathe.
And you sweat enough.
So, oh my God. But this is an absolute game changer, this net. So I'm there at the window, like, ah. But, I mean, I really am kind of losing my mind with the whole thing. But,
how are you going to link a song to that one, huh?
Well, you'd be surprised, Terry. Where have we got here? Smell you later. All right. Yeah, I got one.
Now, Yeah, see, not to be a hog. Oh, I got not to be a hog. Yeah. One of the Bruce Springsteen song I put on literally has a chorus going, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
No, no, no. Huh? I got a better one. I've got a Buffalo Springfield jam called Expecting to Fly. Like those mosquitoes were expecting to fly right onto my fucking bare skin.
But were they expecting them to, were they expecting?
They were expecting to, every night. That, okay. Yeah, they were like, hey, you're making it's a fucking gold mine in this house. Let's go. We're expecting to fly.
We got a book called Ants in the Pants. It's all about ants interrupting a party, being like, look at all these juicy asses. We get the bite. So, you know, I get you.
So, yeah.
Enjoy Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah, and I will say before we start, this is a... it's one of my favourite Neil Young-led songs, and it's a real kind of trippy... It's cool. Just
I like it.
Say if you like that one, folks, there is another one on that same album. There's Expecting to Fly, and there is
what's the name of the album?
The album is Buffalo Springfield Again, and there's another song called Broken Arrow, which is like a real, it's like a mushroom trip.
You've put the two of them on our playlist before. Have I? I wasn't sure. Yeah, on the old Garbage Patrol.
That's my problem when we do these, is that I don't know what I've hit people with for, or on the solo Chats and Jams, and I'm trying to like,
well, I'll tell you what, when I saw Tap Out with the Strokes, like, the Strokes again. And I see, when I see that album cover, like, this guy, all he ever puts on is that album. Like, and it's not even, is this it? It's none of the, you know.
No, well, that's too obvious.
Yeah, I know, but it's, you're saying, you think you're zagging, you're putting the same non-obvious songs on all the time.
This is my biggest fear, Terry. Can't believe I'm being called out like this. This is what I was worried about.
Last part of the season. Can't hold that back.
Hey, speaking of, I hit you with a last minute thing there about an hour ago where I sent you a list of names.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Can we try this?
Yeah, I don't have my phone beside me.
Okay. So, because I was listening to Football Clichés, my beloved Football Clichés.
They're on the list. I never listened to them.
They had a similar thing where, like, here's 10.
Did you make up these names?
I made up some of them. Okay. Some of them I did not. But here is a bunch. It's basically a bunch of random names, and I want you to tell me, or we can both pontificate over, like, what sort of career they would have in football, right? So the first one is Gary Cottering.
Played for Wigan when they're in Division 2 and, like, trying to get promoted.
Mm.
Not right, like, the non-pacey right midfielder that has great technique but isn't really physical and, like, not very good at tackling. But you're like, but he's a good passer of the ball, but doesn't have a lot of other physical attributes. Like, your man's gone past them again. Like,
fucking Cottering.
Takes the corners and the free kicks. Like, oh, he's banged it in there. 1 in 15.
See, I was thinking, I was also thinking a W team. I was thinking more West Brom.
Mm.
Like, more of a defender. Gary Cottering, centre back. You know what I mean? Quite physical. Mm. That's what I was thinking. I think they both work, though. Yeah. Dean Rudgewell.
Now, he's a centre half if I ever heard one. Bolton Wanderers. Bolton Wanderers.
Barclays, like, Barclays area.
Yeah, he's like in the Sam Allardyce team beside, he's playing like beside Ivan Campo.
Yeah.
And you're like, these two guys. It's like, one of them was like, I played for Real Madrid 2 years ago. It's like, I came up from Southend on the promotion tour. Like,
yeah, Southend, yeah. That's the one. All right, Vitor Cordeiro. Where does that take you? I'm thinking of a Fulham winger.
Okay.
You know,
very
inconsistent though.
Yeah.
Like an absolute like bosses the 1 in 10 games, but they're just not, they're disappointed they don't see more of that from him.
Yeah, who's the guy that used to play for Everton? Mirelas.
Mm.
Kind of like that mold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's capable of having a world class performance.
Yeah, and it's like, he got a big move to Italy and it's like,
Never worked out for him.
He's like, hasn't been heard from in 18 months.
All right, another one.
Too much pasta.
Tommy, no, that's a bit too obvious. Rhys Lamberton. Now, he's got to be on the flanks with a name like that.
Do you think so?
Yeah, Rhys Lamberton.
I have
he's
him
made
one,
for speed.
I have him as one of these like Arsenal youth team players that like comes up and has like two good games. You're like, he's the next big thing. Pacey fullback, and it's like, where is he now? You know,
he's playing for Stockport.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
all right. I'll give you two more. Mehmet Kargan.
Okay, so Turkish, right? Who signed a lot of Turkish players?
I want to say Everton again.
I'm gonna say, I was thinking Everton or Mehmet, Wigan again. Like,
Mehmet,
you know,
Kargan is a striker, possibly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Not very good one. A lot of none of these names inspire confidence.
No,
me,
you know? And I think that's the fun of it. Yeah. It's like they're not. Okay, I got one more. Sven Rensgaard.
Liverpool centre mid signed under Roy Hodgson for like $5 million to replace Xabi Alonso, who went for $30 million or whatever. You know, like somebody's like, don't worry, we've got the next jewel in the from Sven the Mediterranean. Or from, yeah.
He had 9 starts before being shipped out on loan to Brighton.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Shipped out on loan to like Midtjylland or something like that. Like, you know. Like,
but I just love the like the lore of like players' names. Do you know what I mean?
Because
there's certain names that like don't lend themselves well to football, but there's some where you're just like, oh yeah, that's a footballer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let me hit you one more and then we'll move on. Sebastian Mieres.
Don't know why. It reminds me of like somebody like Chelsea would have signed like in the like late 90s, early 2000s, like Remember they had like Mario Stanic and they signed like not Good Johnson, but they had another striker.
Torandre Flo.
Yeah, kinda like, you know what I mean? He was good.
He was good.
But it was kind of that mold of like, I've unearthed this, you know, gem from Europe.
It's
like
no one's heard of.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, like Football Manager, I want to buy this guy, you know? Like
one good season and then again.
End up with Liverpool. Did Morelles go Chelsea Liverpool or Liverpool Chelsea?
Liverpool Chelsea, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, which is
Doug that he was.
Hey, I have I got some good news.
Yes.
For my 40th birthday last week.
Mm-hmm.
My brother of mine, that old son of a bitch, was able to bag tickets to the big Oasis
away day
gig, I was going to say Lansdowne.
In Kroger.
So I'm very excited.
Are you standing or are you seated?
I think I'm seated, which is...
Depends how long they play for.
I mean, it's a good long... Here, how about this, Terry, right? As if I couldn't... Like, this is as if I wrote the set list and order. Let me hit you with the first four songs, right?
Hello.
Yeah, you better believe it, right? But that's not that obvious, because that's not a big hit, like, you know what I mean? But I get it, like, it's a Hello, it's the first one, right? Hello, straight into Acquiesce, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got two, I mean, straight away, you're...
Good stuff.
You're crying by the end of the second one. I mean,
you
are,
it's all good stuff.
Then you go straight from that into Morning Glory. Oh, your dreams are made.
No, no, that one never really did it for me, like, to be honest, like...
That's fucking such a banger. Then you go from that to Some Might Say...
Great tune.
They're the first four.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but then that's great, but like he's blown his load already, and then it's like, oh, for like minute 40, we're going to go into a little sojourn into BDI for half an hour.
No, they
like,
don't, though. They don't, though.
Oh, they did not, no.
It's all, it's an Oasis gig. Yeah, so sometimes, sure.
I've
seen the set list.
I guarantee you he's going to fit one or two of them in.
They don't.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Noel's not going to have BDI songs at an Oasis gig. You'd be having a laugh, aren't you?
Okay, all right. Hey, in honor of that, though.
Yeah.
I put a song, a Britpop song, on the playlist. One that, you know, really.
Yeah, why?
Because it's incredible. Incredible pop song. One of the absolute greats.
I'll tell you right now.
I feel like I'm trolling a little bit, but I do love it, genuinely so.
I feel like you're trolling too. I actively hate this song.
How do you hate this song? They're by a very, very underrated band, I think. And I heard they were fantastic when they played here recently enough. Maybe they played. Talking about Supergrass.
Yeah. Whatever. What song could it be?
I mean, they got a few, but
do they?
Yeah. Of course
do they? Though?
This is the big one, and we're feeling all right, folks.
Do you know what?
Better than anything Oasis ever did.
Well, I know you also don't. You know you don't believe that. You actually probably do, actually.
No, I don't. But I think it's incredible. I think it just in terms of pure pop music.
I think the problem is that it's been overplayed so much.
Has it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
When it came out, especially.
Yeah, but like that was 30 years ago.
It's like...
That was 30 years ago, Andy.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like... I wouldn't compare it to Wonderwall. Like, it is... If you listen to it in isolation...
It is better than Wonderwall. We can agree with that.
I would be give the unpopular opinion that it is better than Wonderwall because I don't like Wonderwall at all.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And I don't hear... And I tell you...
You're not getting too much pushback around the house.
I don't hear anyone else saying that. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah, I mean...
With Wonderwall. I don't think it's good at all.
Like, of their big songs, it's near the bottom, I would say.
Yeah, I would not have it in my top 50 Oasis songs.
Yeah, I'd be with you on that. Like.
I'd have B-sides, I'd have stuff from fucking Standing on the Shoulders of Giants ahead of that.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Hey, I sent you something. Mm. Did you watch it?
Is this the Collateral thing?
No. We'll talk about that when we're talking about Collateral. I sent you something else to watch, a link.
What else did you send me?
The TV show. Channel Zero.
What? You didn't send me that.
I sent you something. I said you and I left your voice note being like, you and Kerry might like this. It's a TV show, 45 minutes on Amazon.
Oh yeah, but you didn't send me something.
I sent you a link to watch it.
To the whole TV show?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch
it.
Okay. I thought you were talking about like a clip or something.
No, I sent you a link. Just, you know, I think you would dig it.
Oh, you said it to Kerry.
And what'd you say?
I said it's like a running joke now where I'm like
Terry tell you that,
yeah, she goes I'm looking over
her
too. Where'd you hear about this? And it's like Terry, and like before I finish the next sentence, she's like, pass.
Like, this one is like something.
But I knew, yeah, no, we were going to watch this one.
This is something that like particularly I'm like, oh, Andy and Kerry would like this.
I know when you hit me with it, like you and Kerry would like
a
this.
A sci-fi channel show. Mm. Sci-fi Andy, S-Y-F-Y.
Do you know, and I was only having the discussion with her yesterday. I was like, you don't like anything that's not sci-fi or horror. Mm. And I was like, what would you give Goodfellas, say, out of 5? She's like, 3 stars. I was like, what are we fucking doing here?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah.
3 stars.
I mean, fuck. She's like, it's the best of the Mafia movies, I'll say that. I was like,
she's right. But like,
she's right. Yeah. It's true, but she shouldn't say it.
Not like that.
But I was like, you actually exclusively only are gushing about horror and sci-fi. So I should have actually stuck it on.
So the premise of the show, and you can use this to set, maybe she mightn't be.
No, I'm. Yeah, she would.
Yeah, it's about a guy who's a child psychologist, mm-hmm, who moves back to his hometown in Ohio because there was like 5 murders when he was a kid of his childhood friends, or they went missing while he was there, and his brother, his twin brother, also went missing and was never found, right?
Yeah.
So he kind of moves. He's having these nightmares, and he moves back because he thinks he needs to kind of solve it or whatever. Mm. And when he moves back, he goes to dinner with a bunch of his old friends that he grew up with. One of them's the chief of police now, and his wife. And he's like, maybe you could talk to my child. She's acting a bit weird. And then he goes into this room, and she's like watching this program. It's called like Candle Cove, and it's a bunch of puppets. Really weird puppets.
Ooh.
And it's like, oh, mateys or whatever, you know, really unnerving. And it's like, we have to go to Bravery Cave. You can't leave without me. You know, the boat is talking, like real unsettling. And then he comes out and he's like, do you guys remember that show Candle Cove? And they're like, yeah, of course. You know, it aired for 2 months only in 1988. And it's like, that's when the killings happened. Mm. And then it stopped. He's like, your daughter was watching. It's like, that's impossible. It's never been seen again or anything like that. And like, this show starts coming back on around the TV. But it was on like a dead channel. It was on Channel Zero. Ooh. And it just intermittently would pop up. And then everybody starts acting real weird. A lot of weird shit starts happening. That. It's good, man. I think you would like it.
I think I would too. I actually forgot all about it because we were planning on watching it. What's it called again?
Channel Zero. And it's like, there's an anthology. It's like American Horror Story. So it's like each season is a different story.
What's it on?
It's on Amazon.
Okay.
I sent you the link. Go into our WhatsApp chat. Click on the links tab. You'll
see. There's a links tab?
Yeah. Links, media. chat. You didn't know this?
No.
In our WhatsApp thing? Your buddy from the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, Paul Schneider, is the star. He was the guy that got
sometimes
in.
Sometimes things just get... See, you send me so much that sometimes...
I've been cutting back.
You have actually been.
I've been...
I appreciate that.
Cutting back.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Big time.
I noticed you didn't respond to my thing that I sent you.
What did you send me?
I finally say, you know what? It's all one way. I sent you Busta Rhymes and the Super Mario 64 theme tune.
You did.
And that was fucking great. And I thought, you know what? I was like, I have no one to send this to. And I was like, no, I'll send it to Terry. He will appreciate it. It's
what
not
was
normally...
that on Twitter? Insta?
Insta, yeah.
Insta's the
we
one...
We don't normally send stuff on Insta.
Insta's the one where you're like, it's a black hole that I'm like... Anybody sends me something on Instagram, and if you message me or something on Instagram, if I don't respond to you, I'm very sorry.
Or if you message the pod and it's viewed and you don't,
I don't have access to that anymore, Andy.
Do you not?
No,
really?
Yeah, won't let me in.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you because I'll tell you why I don't believe you. I don't mean to call you out, but I don't believe you because I'll put up a post. And I'll be like, huh, no one's interacted with that. It's been 2 hours. And then, because there's no notifications, because someone has been in to see, and the notifications have been up by the other person.
I guarantee
and I'm like,
it.
No one's liked it. I was like, oh, it's got nine likes.
It's been months.
Really?
It's been months. Yeah, I don't get any of the notifications anymore. Okay. Yeah. I got locked out, and then I was like, you know
corrected.
What? I'm free. Because I would always be like, I wonder what that video is doing.
Yeah.
And now I'll go in and check as an outsider. Oh, 5,000 like views. Nice.
Okay.
All right.
I came in hot there.
You got a song for us?
Yeah. I got one. The Strokes. Now, look, I actually didn't realize that I had two Strokes songs, and I had a third at one point. I'm just trying, you know what? I'm just trying to, because here's the problem. I'm trying to hit people with songs that are good, but like.
Just good, not great.
Well, this is a great one. But it's like, otherwise, I would just go with pop punk or it's hit. Put Angels and Airwaves on, and no one wants to hear that.
You're right. Nobody wants to hear it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm talking your language now. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, Terry likes Strokes. This one's called Why Are Sundays So Depressing?
And that's one you actually haven't put on before. And
boom.
I enjoyed listening to it.
Boom.
So you guys enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Like a swan.
fucking love that one. Anyway, great album, and every song on it is a banger. It's their latest, well, not the latest, like 5 years ago, the new Abnormal. But it's brilliant. Anyway.
Yeah, is Brooklyn Bridge to chorus?
You better believe it.
That's a good tune.
There are, generally, maybe one song's not great, but the rest are absolute bangers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Terry, I'm going to get our plugs in here.
Yeah, before we wrap it up, I just would just like to say a big thank you to everybody who's been listening the last while, and you know, it's just the two of us, here speaking into the void. It feels like sometimes, and then to get some interaction back off you lovely people, it really warms the cockles of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna miss recording.
I'm trying to not think about it, to be honest, because it's a real oasis. If you'll pardon the expression, some might say it's a real oasis in the week, guys. Because, what I mean is, like, you know, for me personally, I have family, obviously, and work and all that, and that's great and all this, but the actual bro time that I get with Terry, not that we're bros, well, we are bros,
but
not like lads, you know what I mean? But it's really it's a real highlight of the week to do it. I love putting it out. I love editing it. I love putting the clips out. I love hearing people, like, getting feedback on what and like every time you give us feedback, whether it's on the Patreon or a message, we always send to each other to show
Isn't
each other.
Great,
hey,
huh?
Look at that, and it always makes our day. Yeah. Whatever is said always makes your day. So really appreciate it. And
particularly that guy who called me out on my molten shit take.
That was good.
Really made my day.
I don't think he'd even listen to that.
Yeah, great.
It's just sort of popped up on his thing. But so the plan is that I'm going to have this baby. Mm-hmm. And, well, not me.
My
work is done.
You'll be there.
I'll be there. And in a couple of months, as per the last time, and possibly the time before that.
We would have been recording, I guess.
Yeah.
Not as regularly when you had Joni, but...
When Bonnie, though?
Bonnie, yeah. We took about a month or 2 months. Break, really. Yeah, it's kids.
But thank you very much. And hey...
We'll keep you posted with updates. You know what? We might even do the old occasional solo pod every now and again.
Yeah. I'm going to try, actually, and get a few in.
Good.
And if you're thinking, lads, I'm only getting into yous, fear not. Because patreon.com/whatssogreatabout or the link in our Instagram bio, you will find hundreds upon hundreds of, frankly, our best stuff, and access to a bunch of mini series that we did. Want to know our take on the MCU? Want to know what we think about Ryan Gosling? 90s action? Big Willy's flops, aka Will Smith's bad movies? Heist movies? The movies of
Tony Scott?
All the stuff that you couldn't hear on the main feed. Which is what we call this show. You can find it on the Patreon. You'll find video podcasts, solo podcasts. You'll find a bunch of our top fives, music episodes, movie episodes. Just everything is there. And it's only for like a fiver a month. So I mean, we're literally losing money.
Hmm.
You know,
now, Andy.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Yeah, Derek.
How much do the Oasis tickets go for in the end, roughly?
I don't know.
Say
150 euro.
Well, if you can't give me a rating review, now you can do me something else even more better.
Surprise me in rehearsal.
And give me a rating or review now. Andy, your Oasis tickets, you just told me, cost 150 euro. But I don't want a 150 star review.
No.
I want a 5 star review.
How does he do it? I'm actually flabbergasted. Yeah, I didn't know I was going to be involved in the bit at this point.
Last one. Can't wait, Mac.
But please give us a review. It helps us grow the pod.
Hey, guess what's out this weekend on Netflix?
Oh, I mean, kind of in the middle of it.
Happy Gilmore 2.
I know. I was only thinking that. Like, I can't believe Happy Gilmore
more week.
Is being released.
We come back next week.
No, we
just do it.
Break
in here.
But yeah, do you know what we should do? No, sure. We should do, Terry.
A watch along.
Well, no, I was going to say
Zoom.
Yeah, or just send a bunch of voice notes.
Oh yeah, video. Okay, we could watch
and then
it.
Then we could put a pod together based on our voice messages.
All right,
you know what I mean? Something like that.
Okay, that's good. I think we could do that. Faye will not want to watch this with me, so I could carve out the time
Carrie will
to
also
watch this, and like I could even be like at minute two, like pause and be like, Okay, so Andy, I'm 2 minutes into this thing, and oh boy, this is rough for, hey. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll do something like that.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, keep your SOBs happy.
But until then, catch us on the Patreon, or we'll catch you on the flip. Terry?
No.
He's dead.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself,